Good evening. And how are you? If you would indulge me, I'm going to tell you a story I've told you, but I haven't told it here in at least 10 years. So I'm going to tell you a story and make fun of my classmates. So this will be at Father Nick Rowell's, poor guy, what I'm going to do to him. But you remember many, many, many years ago, I went and we had a Father Rich Tui came to one of my retreats at Our Lady of Peace Church when he was a senior at prep. And he left early. We won't get into that and why, but he shouldn't have. But as he was leaving, I said, God's going to get you, Rich, for leaving this retreat early. He said, don't say that kind of stuff. I'm just telling you, God's going to get you. And then, of course, he entered in seminary. He went to seminary later, and he got ordained as a deacon in Rome at the St. Peter's Basilica. And he invited me there, and he invited Father Nick, and he invited Father Ed, the three of us are classmates, of course. And we go over there, and Nick was there with him, so he actually got to vest him as a deacon. And while we're over there, it was a fine time, and we spent a week, you know, doing different things. But then the day before we were to leave, Father Nick asked me, would you like to go to Mother Teresa's and have Mass, can celebrate with me? I'm going to say Mass over there. Would you like to can celebrate with me over there? And I said, I'd love to. So we had to wake up early in the morning. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning. We got a bus to the train station. At the train station, we took a train out to, and Mother is already in heaven, but, you know, the order was still there. The postulants were there. And we get there about 6 o'clock in the morning, and Mass is going to be about 6:30 or 5:30 or 6, I can't remember exactly. But when we do it, we ring the outside gate, and it's a big, like there's a big courtyard there, and there's a gate there, a wooden gate. So we ring the bell, and the Mother Superior comes and greets us. And she's filled with joy. She has a smile from ear to ear. And I'm thinking, what are you smiling for, sister? It's 5:30 in the morning. Who smiles at 5:30 in the morning? Because, you know, I'm not a morning person. I don't know if any of you knew that, huh? Some people think I'm not an afternoon or an evening person either. But still, that's beside the point. And I happen to like the Lord's Supper, like tonight, as opposed to the Lord's breakfast. But that's beside the point also. So she lets us in, and we walk through the gate. I'm quite surprised by all the nuns that are there. They're all in their habits, of course, and you know, mother's beautiful habit, the simple habit of mother's order. And so as we're walking in, there's these nuns that are chopping wood, and they're making fires. And then they don't have running water there. They have those old, those old things you had to pump, and they're pumping water into these big buckets. And then they're carrying these buckets and putting them on top of the fire, and that's how they do their laundry every day. And they were smiling from ear to ear. Ladies, wouldn't you be smiling to ear if you had to chop your own wood every day and make the fire and carry the water and put it in and do it all by hand? But these nuns were smiling. I'm thinking, oh dear, I don't know what's going on here. And then we get to go and get ready for Mass. Now, when we go into any of Mother's places for Mass, you walk into the church and you have to take off your shoes. Why do you have to take off your shoes? It's holy ground. And so it was the first time I ever in my life had to say Mass in my stocking feet. It was kind of weird. But anyway, I took off my shoes, and Father Nick took off his shoes, and we're walking through these nuns because none of them sit. There is no chairs there. They sit, they kneel on the wooden floor. And I'm sorry, they did have two chairs there for the priests, because we're priests, you know, we're weak. We're not going to sit on the floor, right? So they had two chairs in the sanctuary. So I'm walking through these nuns in my bare feet. There's a humongous crucifix on the wall with, next to the crucifix, as always, the two words, what? I thirst. How Jesus thirsts for us at every Mass. And then we get in, and we're in the sacristy, and we're getting vested. And in the sacristy, there's the same thing that we have in our sacristy here. There's a sign that says to the priest, O priest of God, say this Mass as if it was your first Mass. Say this Mass as if it was your last Mass. Say this Mass as if it was your only Mass. And I think tonight we have to take that for ourselves, not just priests, but all of us. We need to pray this Mass tonight as if it was our first Mass ever. Pray this Mass tonight as if it was our last Mass, because it could be. Pray this Mass tonight as if it was our only Mass. And then we go out and we start Mass, and Father Nick does the gospel and he preaches, huh? It was before I ever talk anywhere. And as he start preaching, what does he do? He sits there and he talks about Jesus, but then he made fun of me. Can you imagine? I know it's very hard, but he's talking, taking my, you know, my talk tics, you know, sitting there, ha, ha, ha. And as he's making fun of me, you know what the nuns did? They laughed hysterically, huh? Bent over backwards, laughing at my expense. And Father Nick just kept pouring it on. But to me, it was one of the first signs to hear these holy, holy nuns kneeling there for the whole Mass, kneeling there for the homily, laughing. Because one of the surest signs of a presence of Jesus is joy. If there's no joy, there's no Jesus. Period. These people that walk around, they have these sad faces and everything's sad and everything's serious. Stop it. Jesus sang a hymn of praise tonight, the night before he died. He praised God in joy. And we have to remember that our religion is a religion of joy. The last thing Jesus said to us before at the Last Supper is he said, I've told you all these things that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. So the Mass should always bring us joy. And so as we're going on, I'm thinking, this is pretty good. They're laughing at me, these nuns, I'll tell you. Then all of a sudden, we continue on Mass, and we hold up Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament. And when we held up Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament, you know what the nuns did? They fell on their faces before Almighty God. Do we fall in our faces at adoration at every Eucharist? They knew who they were before. Doesn't mean you have to kneel. It doesn't mean you have to stand. It means your heart has to be bowed before God at every Mass. We have to remember, this is no commonplace thing we do. The God of the universe is before us and gives his life at this Mass. We need to fall on our faces, in our hearts, at every consecration. And I was so touched by that Mass. And then they went and they wanted to make us breakfast. And no, I wasn't feeling good. But anyway, we went over and the Mother Superior sits with us. And there's a little table in a little room, and Father Nick's there, and I'm here. And we're eating breakfast, and Mother isn't eating breakfast. She's talking to us, and we're done with our breakfast. And she says to me, Father, would you like some honey or something? You don't look good. And I go, no, I don't feel good. I'm fine. Got a sore throat. I don't know what it is. I'll be fine, sister. And then she said, would any of you like fruit? And I said, oh, I'm fine. But Father Nick said, I'll take the apple. And there is a basket right here. I mean, we're right here, right there. There's a basket. And she says, would you like the apple? And he goes, okay, I'll take the apple, sister. And she says, you don't like the skin, do you? Oh, not particularly, sister. Well, let me peel it for you. So sister took the apple, took a knife, and peeled every piece of skin off and cut it in quarters and handed it to Father Nick. And Father Nick took it like he was the Pharaoh, right? Oh, thank you, sister. And I am sitting there getting mad at my classmate. Like, really? Don't make the superior cut your fruit. Cut your own fruit. I was being judgmental. I don't know if you knew that. But behind that was the thing that made it. I made a copy for all of you to pick up on your way out. Was this exact thing on the wall. And this is what it brings all together. And this is the purpose of the homily. It's from Mother Teresa. And it says, the fruit of silence. They're on their face before Jesus in adoration at Mass. The fruit of silence is prayer. The fruit of prayer is faith. The fruit of faith is love. The fruit of love is service. The fruit of service is peace. Those nuns knew that for the Mass to be real, when they fell on their faces in silence before Jesus, they had to go and serve. You can never separate it. Jesus taught us that this very night. When on the Last Supper, which we're going to do in a couple minutes, he got on his knees and he washed the feet of the disciples. You can never separate prayer and service. You can never separate the Mass and the Eucharist from serving others. Jesus didn't do it, and when we do it, we sin. We can never separate the two. So to just make that practical in these next days, I encourage you to create some time in silence between now and Easter. I encourage you, give up the television. Just turn it off. Give up all the stuff that distracts you. Be silent with Him. And when you're silent, then you're going to pray more. And when you pray more, you're going to have faith. And when you have faith, you're going to be loving. You're going to serve, and you're going to love, and you're going to have peace at Easter. We cannot separate these two things. So let's not do it. Let us enter into the silence of this time, that we can enter then into the service that Jesus did on the cross, that we need to do today and every day, so we can all experience together peace. You got it? You get it? Gonna do it? Don't tell Father Nick I talked about him at this Mass. Made you know his love today and forever. Amen. Encourage